Nice to meet you. Where you been? I can show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my god, look at that face. You look like my last mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Oh, new money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors lie. I know you ain't heard about. No, say, let's be friends. I'm dying, see that this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain, got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. So you're soon gonna be young and reckless. We'll take this way too far. I'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. I'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name. My dear. Mark's sister is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't talk now, honey.
My dear.
I can't talk. I gotta get
it off. Why?
Good morning.
Hi.
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
Wait, my brother. My brother did something, gay.
Okay, I'll talk.
My brother. Oh, goddamn, my mutler brother. Hi, mom. Mom, I need you to call mom.
Love you.
Call mommy, I need money. Please.
I can't tell mommy nothing. You better tell her.
I did. And Joe said no.
I don't know.
Please. Christine?
My
alright, get Christine to find me a job.
My darling.
It's snowing. Don't go on no bus, bitch. You know? No bus. Subway? Train? Huh? Looking at call with grandma as something gravy not to be endured or dreaded is plain to life every like. My dear, I got robbed.
You did?
But,
you got a lesson.
Yeah, by a black guy in Egypt. He robbed me over the computer for $250. It was over a figurine, a couple action figures. I'm trying to talk to the comp.
I'm sorry, I have no money. I have no cash. No,
he took 250 from me, 250, and he meant it.
You mean 250?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that money.
I feel so bad. I'm home. See, I'm here.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And where's Harrison?
Housen is sleeping.
Can you stay with him?
No.
Oh, that's the only one?
I know. Yeah. He don't want me. He says I'm not a good brother. He doesn't wanna. He's cheap.
He feels that you're doing wrong things.
He's cheap.
That's
yeah.
Why? I don't know, Alice. I can't help you, sweetheart.
Oh, God.
Huh?
My Lord.
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I have no money at all.
I know.
I don't handle the money at all.
Good. Good.
Mommy has, you'll talk to Mommy.
Oh, my.
I don't know what.
Mommy will give me your money? I tried so hard, and then he put in the papers. He put in fake papers to make it seem like I was in the wrong. And now I got...
Of course you're in the wrong when you do things against the law.
What?
You shouldn't do things against the law.
I was buying an action figure.
You should never have done that.
Huh?
Where the hell will you get the nerves to do... Kill
the baby? Oh, the kid. Oh. The kid.
I really can't. That's the way it goes. I have to go now.
Nobody wants me around their damn baby. Nobody likes me to speak to that kid. Because
oh, listen. You can forget about baby. You
baby.
Want a baby,
baby.
Go get a job.
Oh, I'm boy crazy, my love.
No, you have to get a job.
Yeah. I applied to
a...
Yeah, I sent out my form. I went to 100 positions and they all said no. 100 jobs. I applied. 100. 100. And they said no. So.
No, I can't help you.
Oh, get me clapped.
I have no money, no nothing.
No.
So you gotta tell your mother this. I don't
Good.
Know what you've been doing.
Hmm.
You
know one thing, you're
you
right.
Shouldn't be like this.
No, he's
well,
not
you,
okay.
You're very foolish.
Yes.
And that's the way this is. You do foolish things, you have to have money.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I'm
in big trouble.
All right, I gotta go, Holly.
Oh, God damn it, shit, Holly, I'm gonna love you, Mother Palvin. It's a bug for you. Please.
What, dear?
I want to visit you today. I want to see Bubby.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to spend the day with Marie.
You want to send what?
My love and hearken on... You know, Christine is very mad that you're all befuddly with Marie type there. That you don't call Christine and you don't go and talk to them. So Peter said I may not get the job at Microco because you dubbed her for Marie there.
What job are you looking for? And I have no idea. If you don't do the things by law, it's no good.
Yep.
That's the story.
I know. Oh, God.
You'll never be good.
Yeah, anything.
Follow the law.
Okay, Grandma.
All right, dear?
Yes, baby.
Take care.
I love you.
I love you, too, but love doesn't have money. That's just a story.
Oh, wow.
Well, you gotta take care of yourself.
Oh.
You act like you're a big deal, like cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, that is what
I need to learn. I'm not right.
Bye bye, Alex. I can't talk no more.
Good.
I have to go. The girl's waiting.
I like the women.
All right, dear. Take care.
Hmm.
I will call you in the afternoon if you can.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye, baby.
Take care. Bye bye, darling.
Enjoy your tea and crumpet and dessert. Have your dinner. Bye, baby. Mark's sister is dead.
Hello?
Mark's sister is dead. Dead.
Paula?
Yeah.
No, it's not Paula, it's Alex.
Yeah.
Where are you, honey?
I'm home.
You're home?
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking for you?
Mark's sister is dead. Mark's sister is dead. Mark.
Mark is what?
Juliet's boyfriend. His sister.
Juliet's husband.
Juliet's husband's sister is dead.
Wait a minute. Juliet's hussy.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband?
Yeah. His sister died of cancer.
He died?
She died.
He died?
Mark's sister.
Oh, what did he die from?
Cancer.
What?
Cancer, darling.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, that poor Mark. Oh, my God.
His sister. Not, he's living. He's alive.
Oh, his sister.
Yes, baby.
Oh, yeah, they had a sister that was sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know.
She had a cancer.
Oh, God.
Oh, I knew that. No.
Good.
Oh, I thought it was Mom.
No, babe.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
I know. Pray for him.
I mean, I think I knew the woman was going to die.
Really?
I remember.
I didn't know.
Yeah. How are you,
good,
honey?
I'm better now, hon.
You don't go out, though.
No. I hid the kid. And I did my schoolwork, hon.
You better stay in. They're looking for you and everything. I thought you went away.
Why? No. Yes, every
they
night.
Have
I know. And then the person robbed the money from me. Someone in Cyprus stole $250 off the teleprompter. And I was crying like a nug. And I said, the cops come after you. He says, no, I have to get you first. He knew about me. So he robbed me there on the phone. A black man from Cyprus. He was on the computer. I got robbed. He dropped me.
Oh. So you're home?
Yes.
And how is your brother feeling?
He's feeling very unusual this morning.
He's very what?
He's quite gay, honestly. He's happy with love. Babe? My brother. He wants men. He loves guys.
He loves guys.
He likes men.
He doesn't love guys. All right, darling. Thank you for telling me. And stay in the house.
Cheesesteaks so and coffee cream pie with Susie. I'm having a burger from the diner. I miss you and Paul. I'm heating it up. Just a little oven.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, babe.
And you want to... What do you need?
Money.
Brillo?
Yes. I need Brillo.
Yeah, a little package of Brillo.
Okay. I'll go to the store.
You can get rid of that.
I know.
You get it.
With my figurine.
I mean, I can give it to you.
Yes.
Brother. I can't.
Ah.
Can you see Mommy?
Mom forgot.
How is Mommy?
She's not well.
She's still not well.
She's upset. And
why?
Because I shaved my down head and she made a big deal that I embarrassed her. Everyone looked and I. Ew. be good. The terrible. She thought she saw a celebrity and got sad. It was just some hedge fund Brit. You know? And I said, go awfully. And she drove me home. And then I Ubered back. She didn't pay for it. I'm out, smack.
I don't understand.
I have no money, hun. It was a $300.
Why was she upset?
I'm so screwed. I spent an arm and a loom.
I don't have money either.
I got robbed. Damn it. Black guy stole my change. Hey, macrophage.
You got spare feet?
Yes.
What's wrong with your feet? You wear those sandals?
Yeah, and Crocs.
Why don't you wear sneakers? Get yourself a good pair. You'll get good sneakers. Good night, Alice. I'm tired and I have to go to sleep. And that's all I can tell you. I'll talk in the afternoon tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
I can't talk now. I'm too tired. Good night, my darling.
Good night, my love. Yeah. Call Julia.
What, honey?
Call Julia now. My love. I'll put Julia on.
You're talking to Julia?
Yeah. I texted Ma.
Juliet?
Yes. Her sister. Julia's sister.
All right. I don't understand what you said.
I picked up the phone and I decided to be a man. God damn it. I need to go. I need pictures and forms. They're literally just trying to. It's so bizarre. Get me.
Christian. But Stewart. He is okay.
Email, hit reply, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, sweetheart. I gotta go to sleep. I'm exhausted. I'm weak. I'm not well. I have to take it easy. I have no energy. So take care, be well, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, babe.
Good night, my darling. Stay home. Okay?
Yes.
Good night, honey.
Good night, my love. I miss you. Be well, darling, and stay safe. Don't go on no bus. Bye, babe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, my pork belly is 2 minutes away. But...
Oh my God, you ordered that from who?
Well, I get discounts on Uber Eats from some good places, a barbecue spot. It's brisket, so I don't know if it's real pork belly, but... It tastes like it. And I got a sushi place, and it's really good.
All right, well, I won't keep you. So isn't that a good idea that we'll go to the Comic-Con on
when
that
is
weekend?
It?
Well, your birthday's like on a Thursday, so it would be the weekend right after that, and it's in New York City.
Where is
it's in the Manhattan somewhere.
Javits Center?
No, I think it's the New York.
Thank you so much for looking.
They have the yearly.
Yeah. October.
Actually, that's October. But then I just said comic conventions. And then something else came up.
Did Harrison say he's coming?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him, but I'll get tickets for the. So we'll go on.
I would love to go just you and me, but like. We'll obviously ask Harrison, like, if he's... he probably won't even be around, but he's so upset about the football yesterday. Not even the Giants in it, but the people who have been beating the Giants, Philly, are doing really well, and he's so upset. And, like, he's already saying, what do you want for this Super Bowl? It's going to be horrible. And I'm like, yeah, you're making me want to kill myself just watching it. Like... He gets mad, like, if I... But I know fans are serious.
I mean, let me just get a straight answer from you. Do you want to do it on Saturday or Sunday? Do you have a preference?
It's not going to be for 2 months, correct? A Sunday could be fun. We could do that if you want.
All right, let me see.
And it'll probably be less crowded.
Let me see. I'll see what's good for me. Sunday could be very crowded because a lot of people work Saturdays. So, you know.
I don't get why you ask me if it's your choice. But, yeah, it's all right. It's so
but
nice
to
be.
You definitely want to do it, right? Because I don't want to
Well, we're anything. Not doing anything else, so. No, that's the best thing since, like, we couldn't see
we
Sebastian.
And then we
can
go out to dinner later, and if Harrison and Joe want to meet us,
Oh, it's going to be, like, a separate type deal. It sounds
like
a long day.
Well, if they don't want to come, I mean, they're invited, but if
Well,
they
where
come,
do you not know the location? I mean, that depends, like, what we'll do.
It's in Manhattan, that's all I know. It's in a hotel in Manhattan.
Oh, that's fun, a hotel. We wouldn't eat in the hotel, probably, right?
I have no idea, but we could find a good place.
You make it sound like not fun when, like, you don't, like, want to talk details or... No.
I don't know the details.
It was a Lori Rebecca thing to do, and I thought it was so nice you would think of it. I mean, it is my pathetic birthday, but it'll be
but
fun.
But it's also something that you like, you know, and since...
Well, yeah, like I said... No, but I used to not really embrace or have many or embrace... want to even do the things I really was interested in, I guess. But you would always tell me Lori and Rebecca did things, and most were stupid, but some sounded kind of fun, and this is like the type of thing that I would like to do. So I'm so happy. I don't know where you thought to look for it. Because I had asked Harrison to do Comic-Con actually when he was saying when COVID first opened that he wants to travel and explore the world and do all these things, and he's so into the superhero movies too, and he likes comics, and I said, do you want to do Comic-Con? He like didn't want to do it, or he got weird about it.
I just want you to understand this isn't the main Comic-Con because
oh, I understand that that's in October because I had tried to go to that one.
Googled, yeah.
No, I was going to go to a Comic-Con, an unofficial in Brooklyn. Brooklyn has a Comic-Con. It was like I think it was in January. It was a little after the New York one. But he didn't want to go to either. I don't understand.
Right. Okay.
Well, my mom is the only one who looks after
I'll
me.
I'll get the tickets.
He does too, but he's been more absent-headed. He gets so angry about the football. It's all I get out of him. And now he has a wart in his thigh. I think I may have a wart in my thigh. I don't even know when he gets removed.
I can't hear what you're saying. You're fading, like at the end of the sentence.
We don't really get deep talk that I don't get to tell you things, or I don't know anything about Harrison.
So we'll go by ourselves then.
I guess so, if you want to.
You don't have to invite anybody.
No, it could be. I don't want to exclude Harrison if he's around, but he may not be available, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask him before I get the tickets, and certainly I'll ask Joe.
Because, like, if Harrison was around, it would feel weird going in without him, but it would be a lovely day, just me and you, so I don't really care.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Definitely.
Oh. There's a new show on Apple soon, but with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, it kind of seems like a different type of like that therapist show. With
I saw it advertised. Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, it looks like it could be stupid, but I'm sure it'll be good because Apple's really pretty terrific these days.
Now, do I get Apple also?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I don't know if I get it.
Right.
But I loved Elvis.
Well, I only told you to see it, which you never... I probably told you once or twice when I first saw it, but you didn't... When we went... That night I had the fight with you when I met you at Nani's, and we went to that Italian place next door, and we were there late till like 10 or whatever. I talked about you and Joe, that movie, and he was saying how he didn't like it, but... I said, did you see the whole thing? He says, no, I only saw half. And he saw like 20 minutes and didn't.
Well, it's the funniest thing.
Wasn't Tom Hanks good and creepy in it? The colonel?
Also, like,
how'd you turn it off?
20 minutes and not watch.
Well, I understand. It did start slow.
No, he told me why. He said, I thought it actually was pretty good, but I didn't want to watch it in case you wanted to see it.
Oh, I don't know. No, well, he said a lame excuse that because he saw him in real life that it couldn't live up to, which is what he...
I thought it was very well done. And
wasn't it interesting how it was kind of like a different take? It wasn't like the cliche type biopic.
I like the way they did it. And I thought Tom Hanks was amazing.
He was. Creepy, but good. Great. Yeah. I'm sure it was very accurate, too. Was the movie based on... The movie was based on the Colonel's autobiography? Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Oh, you're so hot and cold with it.
I don't know how the movie was based. I think it was Baz Luhrmann's interpretation. I'm not sure.
Wasn't the Elvis actor so good?
He was good. Yeah, he was good. But I love the fact that when he was brought up... Like
the blacks... Well, that he was really like a rapper, but I mean, like the blacks, African culture, and they must have taken music from their country, but they really have the rhythm and its influence on the Beatles and the Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters, yeah. I read that
Marvin Gaye.
The Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, they loved listening to Muddy Waters.
And Johnny B. Good guy.
Yeah. They thought he was like king, like Elvis. You know, he really is the king of rock and roll as we know it.
Okay.
He took up styles, you know.
It's the most famous someone was ever be and never will be again. So, you know, because like no one will ever be that famous where there's one channel.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So it's fascinating.
Everybody copied him after that. Everybody.
And Harrison never sees the good movies. I don't want to bash Harrison. Yeah, everyone did copy him. But Harrison thinks like he's like on the correct path talking of like woke Oscars. And it's like you missed the point if you're going for some type of vibe.
I know. Anyway, I just got
to sure.
Right.
Right.
So can I call you later?
My food just got here. You're still on.
No, I said I could still get the tickets for us.
I know. I just smashed my phone.
I don't think it's exact seats, you know?
Well, it's a walk. It's an expo.
Yeah, so you just need an admittance ticket.
Those things are fun if it's something you're interested in. And,
yeah, definitely. Thank
you. Oh. So, well, you're not, right, but...
So then. I just got home.
I saw something fascinating on my weekly LinkedIn ads. You know that thing where I do it and then it uses up and I can't add people after I add them for the week. Do you know that thing right there?
Oh, yeah.
So, all Microsoft, you get clusters and that's how I find people. Like, this person works here and it's great. Add all these people who also work at game company Y. But... Today was all Microsoft, and I got on the all disability autism speaks. Nothing says Asperger's. It's all inclusion, equality, but not for black or some of them are like trans or gayish and autistic, but it was all autism, and I added everyone. I didn't say I was autistic, but I don't know. I feel like if someone was messaging like a million people on LinkedIn, like they obviously have like some issue and hopefully they assume. And it all seems like really smart. Cool. Someone posted like a news article like this week in autism tech, or it was like a Microsoft like high director or something. And he looked like if you took like that Miss Nelson mosaic, but you added like 10 degrees of Down's, the most Down syndrome-y, like squashed face, like not Asian or like a cartoon character. It was really sad, but and he was obese, but he's like a director at Microsoft, and he was being featured for the Autism Journal.
He may have a syndrome or something.
Yeah, that probably.
Like a syndrome.
Yeah, and he and the crazy thing, like mosaically, he could be like perfectly normal, maybe not totally socially, but perfectly brilliant in other ways. He clearly is intact. Yeah, but a lot of the autistic people, some were pretty normal. Most, I would say, were normalish because they all work for Microsoft and they're esteemed professionals. And some were even attractive, like better looking, like men and women. Like, so it's fat. I thought autistic people all kind of looked like that, like Downsy type. But I mean. No, I mean, I don't know. And Peter's family is beautiful. And
yeah, I know. Well, that's why I think it may be something else, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to look too much into things, but I added almost everyone, and next week I'll get the fresh batch. But no, it's good things. And my book report, my creative explore, the animation is going good. Very well. I'm starting my templating tomorrow where I'm speeding up because I learned a lot. Creaky, catty sounding doors. I got to a level of competency enough that I can start planning and behaving like I'm actually someone who uses the software and is able to do it. So I'm going to 5x or 10x times my output just based on like what I teach myself, so it's doing more than I really thought of what was possible with something I knew nothing about, but I think it's gonna come out actually pretty good now. I'm not like even halfway done or at the thing of seeing, but like it's gone so well so far, like I've proven a lot to myself, and it's different than code. It's quite, but definitely the background helped me a lot. So, but definitely the types of errors are different. But are you peeing?
Yes, I told you I have to go to the bathroom. I just got. You're
like nanny.
I said it 5 minutes ago. I have to go.
Dastardly.
I have to go before it's dark.
Before it rains, you're like. She was always talking of a plague is tragedy for a half century, and then COVID happened.
And then he worked in a clip of this new film. That you're going to see takes place in a projection room. Waiting there is...
Hello,
Orson.
How are you?
Orson Well.
What? All is well?
I have good news.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah. Tonight,
stay in every night.
My brother pissing and crying about the ball game.
He decided not to go to.
He was crying in tears. Yeah.
He decided to stay home.
He wouldn't stop hysterically whining, yapping there. He was so sad about the.
Nobody wanted to go with him.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to go fight for nothing.
No. Not at all.
He
was in a war zone and now he's home.
So, no, let him stay home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
you. How are
you feeling? Oh, you know, sappy.
What?
I'm jappy. I'm taking a nap.
You're talking to mom?
What, baby? I don't speak.
When did you talk to mommy?
I love mommy. I don't get to see her like I used to because of Joe. He got so mad at me, he thought I was trying to talk shit. No, I'm just retarded.
So where do you stay? Where do you sleep?
In a hotel.
A hotel where?
My building is like an apartment.
In
Brooklyn.
Whereabouts?
By the bridge.
The 59th Street?
Yes. Yeah. Trump Plaza. You betcha, honey.
I hope nobody finds you.
I know. I'm hiding out.
Alright. Alright, thank you. Be stay safe, honey.
I know.
Okay, stay safe, sweetheart.
I love you, baby.
I love you.
I like you. I just woke up.
Just stay home and do nothing.
Yeah.
Where is he? Wants you out of that building?
Yes.
Where are you going to go?
Me and with my brother. Mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself.
I know.
I love you. All right. Good night, sweetheart.
Good.
Thank
My dear, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Oh,
I'm
glad.
I don't feel well.
Why?
I'm very tired.
How's Marie?
That's my illness.
Yeah.
The tired.
Depression. Is. I know.
Okay, sweetheart.
I love you, baby.
I'll talk to you in the afternoon.
Absolutely. My,
okay.
I'll call you in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime,
We're
baby.
Going.
I just woke up.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Stay with your brother.
Oh, I got key lime pie, pork belly, and a short rib beefsteak with some...
And where's mommy?
Oh, she's out with her beau.
Is she home?
Yes.
Good night, sweetheart. If you're going to call mommy, could you tell mommy to call me?
Yeah. I'll tell her right now.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Goodbye, bye-bye. My love. Bye, darling. Wait for Paula. My illness is I'm dying. Impression. Hi, baby.
Well, the baby is fine. Who's the baby?
David's son.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you?
I just woke up.
You just pulled up?
Yeah.
Where at?
The Sunrise Nursing Home.
Driving a car?
Yeah. The newsstand. We just got coffee.
Oh. Okay, honey. I just got up.
I'm watching the ball game today with my brother.
That's nice. I'm very tired.
I have bacon, egg, cheese, Tuesday cream cheese and toast with some sausage and pancakes with butter.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Coffee.
But you take care and have a good day. And thank you for
And then calling. Chicken fingers for dessert.
Okay.
And chips with
that's
fries.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
Uh-huh.
All right. Have a nice... Where are you at?
Yeah, I was with Mom, and now I'm home.
Now you're home.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Don't go out.
No.
It's very cold.
No.
And stay put.
Stay safe. Don't go on a bus. They're shooting them and killing them on the train.
I know. I see the shooting.
And they're fighting like hell.
In the city.
No.
They're
fight, and I shaved my head. I'm a baldy. They think I'm weird going out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, dear.
They're killing them there. They're fighting like hell. And my bro wanted to go to war, and we talked him out of it. So.
Stay away from everybody.
Oh, I'm gone.
Okay. Did you talk to Mom?
Yeah.
How is she feeling?
She was mad at me, but then she felt better. She saw the movie on Elvis, and now she's fine.
She was angry that I know she's sick?
Yeah.
Is she better now?
I hope so.
Oh, all right, sweetheart. Take care. I'll talk to you later. I've got to get it going.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Goodbye, my doll. I'll talk to you in the morning. I'm so glad I get to speak to you.
Okay, good morning.
I miss you.
Bye-bye, dog.
Bye, baby.
Hello?
Hi. My brother.
What's the matter with your brother? He's sick?
No, they don't want me near the baby.
They don't want you in that building?
Nobody wants me near the babies.
You got a baby there?
No.
Another baby?
No. Eventually, I'll run out of money, hon. Money.
Where are you gonna go?
I have to move in with Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Bagels Donuts.
Joe who?
Joe Wayne. Yeah, Wayne.
Where does he live?
Brooklyn.
In Queens?
In the tenement housing. Tenement in Brooklyn.
Oh, Broadway, New York.
Mommy spoke to you and told her you are okay. Chinese New Year!
What, honey?
How was your celebration with the girls?
No, Alex.
What?
You cannot live with me here.
Why?
No, forget it. You can't.
Why?
There's no room here, and they won't let me.
I won't have you.
No, nobody could move in with me.
Yeah. I know.
It's only one. I have no place, honey. I'm sorry.
I'm okay. Yeah, it's me. I have no clout.
What?
I need work.
Well, if you need work, you gotta get a job.
I'm talking to PETA.
You, Christina? I don't know.
I don't know if it's going...
No,
Captain Protad.
What, honey?
I need to put my head to paper and make something happen real quick, or it's going to be bad for my brother, mostly. He'll have to pay for my rent.
Why don't you stay with your brother?
He doesn't want me, really, but I know.
Well, I can't help you, Sarah. Mommy has to help you.
Mom.
No, like, not Mom. Over here, honey. They don't allow it.
I'm literally losing all the money so my brother doesn't have to deal with me on the regular. Doesn't want to find me dead.
I can't help it, sweetheart. I don't know what to tell you.
$100,000 for personal space.
No, nobody can move in with
it's
me.
It's my domain.
There's no room, and I can't have anybody come in.
Yeah, I gotta work to keep it. He's like, my brother said, you're very lucky. So stop spinning. I got you in this damn place. You embarrassed me in front of the black human. Everybody, Turtley. And you got it done. Spit up all the shit in place. Distracting me. Getting your spills, trills, and illy toothbrushes and pickles with the Porky Poo and Piper Peppa spazizzle. My mucus is snizzle. And I threw the tissue with all my goos at, on the under floor, and everyone looked, and they got scared and thought I had a gun. And then he yelled at me, and I said, I pick it up to throw
why
it up in the end.
Why did you cut all your hair off?
Yeah, I looked horrible. I looked ghost.
It looks terrible now, right?
It's disgusting. And people...
So we were capped for a while.
I know. People laughed and made fun of me. You were so right. Everyone looked. It looked baldy and weird. People said he's not well. People thought there was something wrong or something with me. I was sick.
I don't know, Alex.
I thought I was sick.
You. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Yeah. I can't. You have to ask mommy what to do. I don't know. I can't help you at all. I have problems of my own here. So I can't help you. I'm sorry, Jenny. You cannot move in with me.
I'm just a motley wee bit down crazy, ho. You know, Epiphany? I'm just bloody muckling crazy, yo. For you.
You can't say, get an apartment elsewhere.
Yeah.
In the downtown or something.
Okay.
And the city is terrible, though.
That's right.
Stay in Jersey.
Steffi? Should I ask Steffi? Maybe Steffi's husband can find me employment. Steffi.
I don't know. I haven't any money to give you either. Alex, honey, I can't
help
you. I'm awfully sorry.
Good.
You have to just...
Oh, my dear, you may have been the only help I...
Do not you in the building no more?
No.
No?
No. But they said I need out because of my disturbance way I speak.
I don't know. You want to go somewhere? Go somewhere where you could go?
Virginia, babe. I'm going to Virginia.
I don't know, honey. I have no intent. I don't know who could take you.
Go! New England!
Huh?
I'm going up north.
What door? You're going to your mother, right?
Yeah.
That's the only one.
I know. It's the only one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm everybody's problem.
Listen, be careful what you say.
Yeah.
And what you do.
Alright.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I must go now.
Love you, darling.
Take care.
I like you.
I love you. Be careful. Bye-bye, darling.
I love you. Joe said I cannot have an out.
Thank you.
Hi.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm going to bed, sweetie. I'm tired.
Nothing's going to change? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Why?
I spoke to Sue.
Why?
And there's such a morbid, porous poo outlook. No hope.
Can you make it clear in short words?
Job, need, me, now get the tether.
The job is what?
It's ungettable.
There'll be another job, don't worry.
I hope so.
You've been without the work for so long and now you're complaining?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Well, get to work, lover boy.
I applied to it.
You gotta get to work.
I must have... Yeah, I must have applied to a thousand places.
Terrible. You should be glad that you're out of, stay out of trouble. And don't bother with anybody.
Yeah.
And you'll be a better person.
Be a man. Then.
I'm right?
Yeah.
I'm certainly right. Are you with Paula?
Yeah, tomorrow. I'm going there tomorrow.
Where?
I miss Paula.
Excuse me, dear. What is this?
I'm going to help you take a shower tonight.
What's
that?
I'm going to help you.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, my God. No, I smell them very well.
No, my clothing, I don't want touched.
More than clothing. I'm going to help you take a shower.
What does it smell?
I took it.
Wash?
Yeah, I'm all washed. I have it on. See? I'm okay, darling.
You showered just now?
No, about a half hour ago.
Oh.
Okay, darling.
You sure you don't want me to help you out?
What, honey?
You sure you don't want me to help you out, or you want me to come back?
I can.
You want me to come back later? My brother.
Yeah, just a minute, honey.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't know. That's okay.
All right.
Leave me alone, sweetheart.
Okay.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hello?
Oh, they treat you so wonderful.
I can't talk. Go now.
Go! Go shower, my dear.
Mom,
Yeah. Yeah.
On East Hampton?
No.
At the house?
Tomorrow.
Okay, honey.
I love you.
Stay with mommy.
I know.
Okay?
I love you, babe.
Alright?
How's Marie?
I don't hear you, Alex.
Roberta?
Please understand. I don't understand you, please.
Shall we? I'm not well.
And just take it easy, okay? Is it just okay?
No, he's not a well man.
I can't talk to you because you're not talking sense.
Please.
Mom.
Mom.
I'll call mommy and talk to mommy.
Find me my mother.
Home?
My mother's brother.
Alex.
What?
Could you give mommy the phone?
I don't think so.
Alex.
What?
Could you give mom the phone?
Yes. I love you.
Alex, I can't hear you.
I love you. I like to love you. I need to be with you.
Mommy said you can't stay there?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
David's.
David?
Yeah.
Who's David?
The guy at the beauty parlor. Big, fat, black, Asian.
Beauty parlor?
Yeah. He works
what
at...
beauty parlor?
The one on Sunset Ave. An Oceanside.
Where Paula goes?
No. Yeah.
Where who goes?
My brother.
Where your brother goes?
Yeah.
Oh, be careful.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
Because they may snitch on you.
Oh, yeah.
Do they know your business?
Yes, they know about the kid.
What, dear?
There was a package and I destroyed it. In the rain.
Oh, I can't. You get yourself in a hole. Why do you do these things to everybody and you hate manage to make everybody disgusted?
They hate me.
Can't you stay quiet and mind your goddamn business?
Yes.
Well, you start doing it.
Okay.
Keep your stories together.
Yeah.
All right. And get a good goddamn job.
You're disgusting. It's about time you get a nice job. And stop playing around like a little boy.
I know.
You can. You're a grown man. You gotta get a grown man job.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You can't be like a baby and be a bed to baby things. What the hell is wrong? And mommy has to keep you until you find a place to go.
Yeah, she does.
You gotta find a decent place.
Yeah.
Are you afraid they'll put you in jail?
Yes. I know.
That's all. You're going to be mocked for, why do you do these things? That is ridiculous. You're not supposed to do anything. Is mommy home now?
No.
Alex, is mommy home?
Yes.
Can I talk to her, please?
No.
Could you put mommy on now,
please? About me?
Put her on, please.
Okay.
Alex, put mommy on, please.
Hi, Mom. It's me. It's
Could you put mommy on?
She don't want to talk now. She said she's dying.
Paula.
What?
Paula.
Yeah.
Paula.
Who is this?
Please put Paula on the phone.
And there's a beautiful girl on the phone. And she has big lips. Tan skin, wavy, sun soaked.
Paula.
What?
Paula.
Paula. Yes.
Paula.
Who?
Will you put Paula on the phone?
Okay. Hi, Mom. Hi. Paula.
Paula.
Yeah.
It's
Paula.
Is she out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm in my room alone.
I don't hear you. You are. Where are you now?
I'm doing nothing. And twiddling.
Where?
I'm drinking a bottle in the bathroom.
Are you in East
Hampton? I'm in jail. No.
Where is she?
She's on a boat.
Where is she?
Ugh.